This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Dean, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You see this? This is my happy face. Yeah. No, you can't see it? You're not watching on YouTube. Oh, well. Here we go. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or 1 hour and something into... I don't know where we are, but we're here. Super Don is here. And we got a whole other hour. I need to be in my happy place. I need to... Back in the garden. I know the lights are out and I can't see it, but I need to be back. Today, I was out in the garden. I harvested 3 carrots. 2.5, well, actually, because one of them was short and stubby. But... It was actually good. My wife did an excellent job on the camera, I have to say. She even spoke up when I asked her if we could use the greens for the... Well, no, actually, I asked her if she wanted me to pull the beets for the soup, because she was going to make an organic turkey soup today. And she says, no, beets don't go in that. So that's kind of different. She actually spoke up on camera. She would never do that, ever. So that was kind of cool. And so we had the most delicious organic turkey soup, Super Don. I'm going back to my happy place because that turkey soup was great. In addition, organic cornbread muffins. Ah, and melted butter in them. Oh, yeah. Comfort food, baby, tonight for dinner. Thank you, honey. And because of that and no other reason, we are celebrating World Women's Day. Right? Is that what it is, World Women's
Day? It's International Women's Day.
What do you mean International Women's Day?
Yes.
You mean, if you're an American woman, that doesn't count?
We've got, America is part of the international community, so
I'm a little bit nervous about this because it now could be a globalist agenda to take women out of any country and make them citizens of the world. You've heard that? I'm a citizen of the world. What the hell is that?
Yes, yes. The one world order, right? Yes, here we go.
No,
here we go.
Don't even.
Where's women, Alex Jones? Come on.
Right? Women, happier or not. I don't know. We're going to find out. I think, the topic should be titled not like International Women's Day. It should be Men Are Scum Day. And I'm a man. You're a man.
Okay.
Why do I say that?
Let's do this in order here. Because first off, today, today is what, March 8th?
Yeah.
Thursday, March 8th, is World Kidney Day. Now, apparently,
World Kidney Day. How did they mix that up? I thought it was World Women's Day. Now it's World Kidney Day?
Well, we've got two holidays on the same day here. So we've got World Kidney Day, which is a global awareness campaign that is aimed at raising awareness of the importance of our kidneys.
Is that right?
That is correct. That is
correct.
Well,
maybe we should sing a song about it to really get in the mood. What do you think?
Well, for those of you who aren't aware of what kidneys are, I guess, or why we have kidneys, we can kind of go back to school a little bit here. And we did come across a song that will help us out with that.
Let's go catch up on it.
We are the kidneys. We are your kidneys. Your abdominal is where we will be. Right and left kidneys do all sorts of cool things you'll see. Please pay close attention, this lesson is free. One fact about your kidneys is they filter all your blood so free. Through the new
pounds. There's about 1 million in each kidney. Kidney shaped just like a bean. It's about the size of the fist you see. It's top is governed by your adrenal gland.
Well, there you go.
Did you get? Did you catch the part where it filters things? Did they get that out
filters
there?
Filters. Okay. It's about the. It's shaped like a bean, and it's about the size of your fist.
Your fist, right? I made a good one tonight, buddy.
Right up there with the adrenals. Right?
Yeah, right up there with the adrenals. So
there you go.
It's okay. It's World Kidney Day. Now, how does this coincide with World Women's Day? Because you, men, you better be praising the women, because you are. Mud, dirt, and scum. I don't mean to be negative about this, but when let me just
wait a minute. Aren't you a guy too?
Yeah, no. I'm. Listen, I don't.
Are you? You're talking to other people, other men, as if you're. Are you like one of those like gender neutral people or something?
No. I will wear the label too. Okay, I'm a guy.
Well, okay. Let's be fair. Let's be fair here. Okay,
why?
Because we don't want to pass judgment on everybody just because of this particular study that we're going to talk about right now. But first,
all right. We'll can I just say men suck?
Well,
can you say it that way? But no. Here's my analogy that men will get if you're in the sports. All right, your team.
Okay.
Your team loses in a football game, 36-7. What are you going to say about your team? We sucked.
A bad day. We didn't bring it today.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Super Don. I just had to get that.
All right. Well, first off, today is International Women's Day. And if you've spent any time online on anywhere like Facebook or Twitter, or something, you've seen this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's been talked about in the news and stuff.
They've made the McDonald's sign go W for women.
Oh, did they? I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. And
it's
if any
Wick Donald's?
Yeah, exactly.
But or Witch Donald's?
If any of you women are eating at McDonald's today, shame on you. You're not honoring your womanliness. Okay, I'm just saying. All right.
Well, so you call it International Women's Diabetes Day, then, right?
Well, yeah, but of course the kidneys are going to be slammed by the food that they're eating. That's the point here.
That's true.
Women kidney, but again, men kidney. What is the difference? What is the distinction? Can I make that distinction now, or do you have some more preamble? Because it's okay if you do.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Right. Go ahead. I said 36-7. Your team loses. Not good, okay? What does that represent in this story about National Kidney Day, International Kidney Day, and the International Women's Day? You got to give props to women on this. Because according to the data, and this was done in Europe, so it could be completely different. Maybe men in America are more chivalrous than men in Europe, okay? Could be. 36% of women would be willing to donate their kidney, because you got two, to their husband in clinically suitable cases. So you're a match, and your husband needs a kidney. 36% of women. You'll be going, dude, what about the other 64%? Well, they want a divorce. Don't worry about them. They're gone. But
And before you start bad-mouthing the women for only being 36%, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold on to your hats.
Okay, man. European men, right? So it may not count for us, Super Don. We might be all off the hook on this one. 7%.
7%?
So your wife is in need of a kidney. You've got two, and you're a match. And only 7% of men said that. Yeah, I'd give her my kidney. Yeah. No, come on.
That's less than one in
1
ten.
1 in 10, yeah. Do you understand why I said men are scum, right? In this context, that's awful. That's horrible. Now, does it mean the other 93% want a divorce? Like I said, what is going on here? 36% of women, which doesn't sound great until you compare it to men, and you're like, holy camoly, it's like six times better, whatever the math is there.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, pretty wild. Now, the bigger question is, because we're a health show, ultimately, how do we help the kidneys to heal? How do we protect them from the damage that has occurred that would require a transplant? I wanted to play the Body Part Removal Service theme song, but Super Don found a kidney theme song that was even better for this. So the liver, a filtration, primarily filtration for the blood, that which the liver passes on down to the kidney's got to handle. And the key here is handling your liver first and foremost. My father died, is it 8 or 9 years ago now? It's unbelievable how time has flown. His kidneys failed. He was in renal failure. He had hemodialysis for about 9 months, and he's like, he had enough. There are people that live for many years on hemodialysis. But you're tethered. It is not the same kind of life. You're not free to roam about the earth cabin anymore. And it takes a long time, a lot of years. And Big Pharma plays a huge role in this. And in fact, one of the big things that you're doing to destroy your liver and your kidneys is our OTC topical drugs. From Tylenol to ibuprofen. And these things, ibuprofen's really hammering your kidneys, heavier perhaps than the Tylenol, but the Tylenol indirectly because it just damages your ability to produce glutathione in the liver. So it's liver destructive. And of course, number one reason why people check into the ER with liver failure is due to Tylenol poisoning, acetaminophen. I'm not making it up. It's in the peer-reviewed literature. So what can we do to protect our kidneys, ladies, men, our kidneys, which are just, they're not aggressive. They don't go on to reach out. The liver is more aggressive. It kind of produces things, and it binds things, and it transforms things. The kidneys just kind of go, all right, send it down, liver. Come on, send it down. I'll take care of the rest. Unfortunately, the liver has been so hammered by, as I mentioned, OTC drugs, heavy metals, additives, preservatives, pesticides, colorings, flavorings, you name it. All of that, which we've talked about the damage it does to the microbiome in the gut. It also has to be transformed somewhere. These synthetic toxins, poisons that are not recognized in the human genome, so to speak, for millions or thousands of years, whatever your perspective is, suddenly in the span of the last 100 or less, we've got millions of those things in here. And we're asking our body to deal with it. And it's not doing so well. Case in point, the bioaccumulation and the transformation and chromosomal abnormalities, as we talked to David Rasnick about that, Dr. Rasnick, chromosomal aneuploidy, as it's called, aberrations due to toxins, due to deficiencies. And the very kidney or kidneys are dependent upon the liver doing its job sufficiently and you remaining hydrated enough. Speaking of hydration, the Health Ranger put out a big splash today, no pun intended. The Echo Water you can get through the Health Ranger if you haven't seen that. Click on the link in the show notes at Robert Scott Bell to go to the Health Ranger store to find out how to do that if you want. Otherwise, you can go directly to Synergy Science, our friends there. Go to robertswater.com and you'll get it there. But dandelion tea every day, selenium, whole food selenium every day, chromium to help the liver, because anything that helps the liver is going to help the kidneys by definition. So, World Kidney Day, International Women's Day. Women, thank you for being so much more awesome than men who will only donate their kidney to their spouse 7% of the time. Where the women are at 36. I don't know which species would go up to 100. We've got to create a new species of kind, loving, kidney donating donators. I don't want to do that through cloning, though. I don't. I really don't. All right, folks, we got to go to pesticides and their impact on the body. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Scott Belcher.
All right, I have not been a fan of pesticides for a lot of years because I was dealing with pesticide toxicity in my own body. And you've read about the stories when these companies will do analyses on their own product and say, look, see, EPA, just fine. It doesn't cause cancer. And then the EPA parrots its back, says on glyphosate, yeah, no, if you use it according to label and exposure is not too much, it's perfectly fine. Or is it? Or is it? This is the next story here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a big one. Very, very interesting story. And it's titled, Commercial Pesticides Not as Safe as They Seem. And this is not on an alternative news site. This is on Medical Express website. We have it linked up in the show notes so you can read it there at robertscottbell.com. It's one thing to say we've tested glyphosate, which we know is bad. Of course, the doses and the poison is in the dose as well. There are certain things that are lethal at very minute amounts, and there are certain things that would take, you know, an elephant-sized dose to kill you. So you could argue anything could be toxic, but of course it's silly because when you're talking about the elephant-sized doses to kill you of something, you really can't call it toxic. Okay, it's just a stretch, but it's a trick the skeptics sometimes throw at you, right? When you point out the poisons in vaccines, or I will say toxins in vaccines. But what about real-world stuff? Is glyphosate typically just glyphosate, for instance? Are the neonicotinoids, or is that what they're called? I think the neonics, as far as another form of a pesticide, are they only that? Just like you ask, what's in a vaccine? If you're smart, you ask what's in a vaccine. They'll say, well, it's just the antigens, right? We want to stimulate your immune system to produce antibodies, so we're going to aggravate it with an antigen. When you come to find out reality, no, it's not just the antigens because the body's not responding to the vaccine, and guess what they throw in? Adjuvants. aluminum, squalene, MF59, other things that create an irritation of the immune system. Did you know, my friends, that they do the same thing with pesticides to make them more effective, right? It's not enough to be toxic. They also have to use adjuvants to make them even more aggressively toxic to the things that they're trying to kill. And that is the point of this study. The regulations that are not there to say, hey, is that pesticide dangerous or not? And you go, oh, look, we tested it. Well, did you test it with the adjuvants? Oh, no, we didn't have to. You don't require it. Why should we? It's more money. Then it would show it's even worse in terms of toxicity. Exactly right. So the pesticides, you think, if you're relying on EPA stats and acknowledgement of the industry that it regulates to test itself, and you go, yeah, they're good. They're good. I'm there. In the frontiers of public health, you're going to see that they're not being totally honest with you. Big surprise. Not being truthful. And there you go. Adjuvants, not only in vaccines, but in pesticides.
This is amazing, actually. And this is one of those things where people get blindsided when they read labels.
They don't test the
formulas. And things like that. Because, it's, I mean, here it is, just front and center here. Regulatory tests for pesticide safety are currently only done on the active ingredient, which assumes the other ingredients have no effects.
Right.
And it's like, you know, if you look at one of these pesticides, I'm going to guess that it's, you know, if you look at all of the ingredients, there's going to be several, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's going to be a number of different things there. And, yeah, I mean, it's almost like we're kind of naive in a way with a lot of these things until studies like this come out, where we just go, oh, well, they said they tested it. Yeah, but did they really test it? No, they didn't, apparently.
Yeah. Well, here's an example. The glyphosate alone, okay, it's one thing. You add some of these formulas into it with these adjuvants, it becomes 1,000 times more toxic to human cells. Did you hear me? 1,000 times more toxic, and there's no testing on it. It's fine. It's fine. And this would be equivalent to them, you know, testing the 1,000 times more toxic to the glyphosate and saying, look, glyphosate is so safe, right? Because you're comparing it to something that's so toxic. But they're not even doing that. They're ignoring this, and there is no necessity. There is no requirement to test and be honest about what these pesticides really are in real-world scenarios. Way worse.
Wow.
Folks, if you haven't gone organic yet, please. I'm not going to beg you, but for your own sake, you know, make a better choice about the food that you eat because it matters. It's very expensive to eat cheap food laden with pesticides. Super D, take it away.
Yeah, okay, with 2 seconds. Ready, music. There we go. Okay.
Thanks, you did it. You did it so well. Folks, there are detoxification capacities that we do have to bind and excrete, but it's difficult. I use homeopathic medicine. Dr. King has some pesticide detox formulas. If the FDA doesn't go out, you know, it's crazy. We don't want you to do that. More selenium, more Echo water, right? That's going to filter out the garbage before it gets in you and release the hydrogen to help you neutralize those harmful free radicals. All right, back with questions of the day after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sense of the medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Promise me this spring in the northern hemisphere, you will not spray glyphosate Roundup on anything, especially the herb, the plant from the Creator that will heal your kidneys. Taraxacum. Superdon, that is Latin for what plant? Taraxacum is the... What do I drink in my yerba mate every morning?
Stevia.
No, it's not the stevia plant.
What? What do you... Huh? You put something else in your
It's a blend. I always mix something, right?
I totally thought I nailed it on that one.
Well, right, listen, you're not wrong, because I do put stevia in it, but that's not...
Okay.
How is it?
Taraxacum?
A Latin name. Taraxacum is... Does anybody in our YouTube chat room know this? I bet you do.
I'm not going to cheat. I could Google it and act like a genius.
No,
but
I'm
going to
see if anybody answers this question, because...
I don't know.
Again... I want to make sure that everybody gets, we're not just complaining about the men who don't donate their kidneys, or the women who do, or...
All right, so hold on. So it's,
away. What?
It's something you put in your what?
I said this. There's my clue. I don't want anybody to spray it with Roundup this spring. And yeah. I also put it in my tea, and it's, again, the Latin name is Taraxacum.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody in the chat room seems to know this. I'm surprised by that.
Not yet. Turmeric?
No, Ronnie said turmeric. No, it's not turmeric. That's not the Latin name for turmeric. Taraxacum.
Taraxacum.
It starts with a T, Ronnie. Come on. Really? It's not.
It kind of sounds like a dinosaur, Tarax.
It does, but...
Yeah. All right, what is it? What is it?
God, man, I thought somebody would come up with it. It's the dandelion.
Dandelion?
Dandelion. You know how they spray dandelions in commercials? Oh, yeah, kill that dandelion. Like,
yeah,
it's a weed,
because
they call it a weed. They call it, yeah, somebody, Adrian gets
oh,
it.
Oh, see, now they're all
yeah,
saved,
now
right?
They're all, yeah, dandelion, right. Of course, give you the answer, and you know it. Right, Ronnie's messing with me. Of course he is.
Oh,
I expect nothing
okay.
less than
all
that.
Right.
Thank you.
Taraxacum
I need that tonight.
Is the
I need
dandelion.
People to mess with me. So,
right.
That's what I'm saying. They spray the very thing that can save their liver and their kidneys. And it works for both. Works for both. It's a wonderful tool. And you can take it as a homeopathic, like a 3X of, you know, it's an herbal. It's kind of in between homeopathy and herbal state as a remedy, too. But I like to utilize it. You can actually grow dandelion on purpose, take the leaves. You can make a concoction, decoction, I think they call it, or a tea. Or you can actually blend it into a smoothie. It's kind of bitter. You can put it in your salads, you know, bitter greens. These are excellent for the liver, excellent for the kidneys. So I just want to say, folks, especially if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, probably long-time listeners already don't do Roundup. But if you're new, please, if you want to have good, healthy liver long into old age, you want to have a functioning kidney or two, if you want to donate it, that's up to you. But for goodness sake, do not destroy the thing that can reverse the damage in so many cases. So, good. Yes, Bajia drinks dandelion tea. That's what I do. I blend it into, got the organic dandelion in my organic mate. I blend them together. It's a lovely way to start the day. And then I'll sometimes do a secondary one where I'll add either peppermint, if it's a warmer day because it's a cooling herb, or the hawthorn, which they can't say heart, the hawthorn berry, and I'll do that in a blend, and that's kind of more of a warming, but, you know, nourishes the heart. So there's medicine from creation that can counteract just about anything and everything that can be organ-specific, but remember, when you're hitting the liver and the kidneys, it's going to benefit every organ in the body, because without the garbage men and women down there doing their job getting rid of the garbage, every organ and every system is going to be impacted downstream from a sewage plant that is no longer treating the sewage or removing it. And that's what I don't want to have happen to any of y'all. Or if it has already happened, let's get you reversing that out. So for now, I am going to press play.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
That is the question of the day theme. And we have questions coming first and foremost from Lori. Hi, Lori. Hi, RSB and Super Don, she says. This is not a health-related question. Well, then why are you asking it? What do you think this show is? We don't talk about anything but health here.
Never.
No, I don't know where she's getting this. She's a long-time listener. How does she think she can ask me a question that's not about health? What's that all about?
Oh, you're
especially
funny.
On a day I'm so ornery. All right, I'm gonna let it go, Lori. I'm going to let it go. Just this once. With everything going on as far as YouTube censoring, she says, do you see your program doing a segment on the new channel Mike Adams and possibly others will be available on? Do you see yourself moving over to that site? Are you sensing others wanting to move? Before we go further than that, Super, I don't even know exactly what this channel is, because it's not like a YouTube. It's not like it's a peer-to-peer thing. So we would have to, I don't know if it's set up for live streaming. I think you have to upload whole files.
Yeah, it's not set up for live streaming. From what I understand, he wants to go there with it at some point, but there's a lot of technology that needs to be put in place before that to work.
So it would be a matter of us taking our video or audio archives, because it's MP3 supported, and feeding into that new system, Real.News, I think it is?
Real.Video.
The Real.Video. Okay, so and then we would have, you know, archives that couldn't be bleeped off the internet, like YouTube could take all of our, YouTube simulcasts and just remove them, as they did to Mike Adams or Alex Jones. So I think inevitably it's a good plan, a good thought. It's not a streaming. It's not a place where we can live stream it. But maybe there are other options if we, you know, do get, you know, nuked by the censors, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to keep using what I've been using, Lori says. And, of course, all of my sites have me on Gmail, but I want to change. I'd like to make a stand and move on. Thanks for everything you do, Lori. Thank you, Lori, for that. And I was just teasing you, of course. But it's true what she said, too, about it's easy to do what we've been doing. You know, I wasn't willing to change my diet until I was miserable enough to change my diet. And for me, I had reached this level, you know, up to here for me. But for someone 10 times worse is still not willing to change their diet. That's everybody's choice. And it's similar in this case, Super Don. You know, you have limited time in the day. You work your butt off. We try to put on a good show every day or 6 days a week. You every day. And so how can we maneuver something new? It's a learning curve. So we don't want to have to jump on it, but it is a really important point Lori brings up, that we kind of got to be engaged in preparation in case. Do we not?
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the way I see it on this. I think we're probably going to just kind of wait and see what's going on with this other alternative. Now, from what I understand, there are a number of other people that are going to be moving over there, including InfoWars and Next News Network, and there's a handful of other people that have committed to using this platform. And I may be wrong about this, but my opinion on the matter is that if you look at the channels that have been banned by YouTube, the reason why they were banned is they were going into, let's say, areas that we don't go to on this show. And so you're not going to hear us talk about some of the content and the subject matter that they were. And this is why, because, I mean, let's be honest about it. Mike Adams and InfoWars did not get banned from YouTube because they were talking about chromium and selenium, or because they were talking about gardening or raising livestock or things of that nature.
The vaccine issue, is that not enough anymore to get banned?
I don't think, I'd be willing to bet $1 million that it had nothing to do with vaccines. They got hammered because of the knee-jerk reaction that we saw after the Florida shooting. So the reason why
we
did, but we didn't go as far as to say it was fake, nobody died, it was a false flag event, and it was done just to try and take people's guns away. Okay? We're not going to say that. And there were people that were saying that sort of thing, and also I think they got dinged because of the reaction to the shooting. They went retroactive on it, went through, and they found them also talking about previous events, namely the Sandy Hook situation, where some people have some opinions, and
we talked about Sandy Hook with Jonathan Emord last couple of weeks too, because he was engaged
again,
in the lawsuit.
But you're not going to hear Jonathan Emord saying some of the things that were said on these other on these other shows. So that is the reason why, among some other things. But it's not the content that we cover on this show is not going to get us banned. Now, with that said, does that mean that at some point that they could say, "Hey, you know what? Now we're going to go after you if you say that vaccines suck"? It could happen. So we're going to keep our options open. You know, and look at, you know, doing some stuff. Are we going to do it immediately out of the gate? I don't think so, because I kind of wanted to say, you know, whenever you put a brand new platform together, it's inevitable there are going to be bugs and things and stuff.
Sure,
so
we're
probably
going to
hold
off
a little bit.
But again, it's not live stream, it'd be archived, so it wouldn't matter. But in this case, we've got a secondary question. This is from Don, not Super Don. Robert, I read a report from Dr. Robert Rowan that he tested 6 colloidal silver products, including the top brands, and all except one had almost no silver in them. I'm happy to say that the one he found that had 99% silver, but only if you want. I guess he's saying he would say which one it is. I know which one it would be for Rob Rowan because I know what he's connected to. Should I be making my own colloidal silver? No, not unless it's the zombie apocalypse, because there's no way you know how much active silver, how much neutral, how much compound. There's just, no, I'm not a fan of making it at home unless you absolutely have to, okay? Do I recommend a specific silver generator? No, I don't. Thanks. Hope to see you at the Best Answer for Cancer Conference again this year. I hope to see you, too, and I hope that doesn't upset you that I'm just very curt and short with you, but that's just the way I feel tonight. Now, in terms of Rob Rowan, I know him. I've had him on the show. He's overall, he's a good guy, smart guy. But on the silver front, he connected with a different company, did a test, ran some kind of test, published the test in the Townsend Letter for Doctors. Not peer-reviewed, but Townsend Letter published it. He had to retract it because the design was flawed, the study was flawed, the findings were not accurate. So in this case, Don, I would question, I haven't seen if it's the same thing you're talking about, but if it was the one published in the Townsend Letter for Doctors a few years back, it had to be withdrawn because it wasn't validated. Now, the silver hydrosol I use, you know it, Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23, third-party validated, scientific analysis out the yin-yang, third-party validated even at research universities, electron microscope analyzed as well. And that's why I use it and nothing else, because I know each time it's going to be the same thing. Those that package in plastic, even if it comes in good off the line, it's going to be a debris field by the time you use it. Do not use colloidal silver packaged in plastic. It's not going to be the same. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, only one more segment to go through to get there. And maybe I can chill out by then. We're going to have to call the police. No, not Zenyatta and Dada, the real ones. Why? We'll explain in just a moment. Maybe there's a siren. They heard it when I was in the garden the other day, but no, they weren't coming for me and my carrots, thankfully.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, when you go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com, there are a bunch of links, obviously, banners, porters, things like that. There's one for the Health Ranger store, 30 plus fermented superfoods for your health. If you just click on that and go to the Health Ranger store, it'll track back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That'll be helpful. And of course, today he made available, I think, a discount, the Synergy Science Echo water machines as well. So if you want to get it through there, that's cool. Or the Echo Elemonics, or you can go direct to our friends at Synergy Science by going to robertswater.com. robertswater.com. Our friends at CBD, CB Sciences plus CBDOil.com. We'll be hanging out with Josh Hendricks, and we're going to be together at the Northern Colorado Hemp Expo. And I'm just trying to see here. Yeah, April 6th and 7th, north of Longmont, I believe in Loveland, Colorado. The Alive Expo is coming up April 21st through 22nd in Atlanta. Total Health in Toronto, which is going to be awesome. We've got Doc at Detox, Daryl Wolf. We've got Dr. Tony Jimenez and Dell Bigtree, our buddy Dell, who does Highwire every Thursday. He and I are going to share a booth together. So we're going to have a lot of Dell time that weekend up in Toronto. Should be fun. And then the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. And if you have teenagers that are even remotely interested in health freedom and healing liberty, bring them on. Johanna is going to run a youth program. Her son Theo, who's a teenager now, I think, or 13. But anywhere between 13 and 18, I'd say bring them on. It's going to be awesome. What are you laughing at?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching the YouTube chat. We've got some people that are talking about, because if you aren't on YouTube, I'm telling you, you're missing all of the fun that we have on the breaks and stuff. And so people are commenting on my coffee.
I know you've set this on up, but have you plugged it in yet?
No, I have not.
What are you waiting for, the middle of summer when you really need it?
I've told you before, if you saw the workspace that I've got here, It's very difficult for me. I managed to get it set up, and I took a picture.
Okay.
And you verify that, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I did set it up, and I got in the sauna, but I couldn't get the plug to over to where the socket is to be able to plug it in. And so I put it back together, and I slid it back under the bed, and it's like right here, and I promise I will, but I have not had the opportunity to do it yet.
You just don't need to sweat because you just sweat without that.
Yes. No, and then Stephen asked, because we were talking about putting dandelion in my coffee, right?
Yeah.
And so we kind of went back and forth. I conceded. I will try it out just for you.
Yeah.
And then Stephen wants to know if there's going to be a Super Dawn distasteful dandelion coffee disaster video.
It'll be a spit take. But no, he has to swallow it. He cannot spit it out. I want the full report on dandelion.
Do we want to do a coffee video on that?
I think it would be great. I think it would be great.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Why is your image of Super Don deflated? He's willing to do it. Oh, it's just because he hasn't plugged in the sauna. I get it, Ronnie. Super Don.
No expectations, man. Come on.
We've got high expectations for you, my friend. But at least you're not one of these stupid criminals like this guy, who apparently was being charged with stealing a car, Grand Theft Auto. So he goes into the Hartford, whatever court, I guess he's got to show up in court. And he got there. I give him props. I give him credit. This guy, Jonathan Rivera, 25, he made it to Superior Court in Hartford this last Wednesday to answer the charge of first-degree larceny and tampering with a motor vehicle involving the theft of a car. What's interesting about this story is not that he made it to court, but how he made it to court.
Well, apparently, as he waited to appear before this judge,
yes,
the Hartford Parking Authority agents were scanning license plates for parking violations and got a hit on this white Subaru Legacy parked near the courthouse. And it turns out that this stolen car had been stolen by this guy
to get to court
to answer to charges of...
So the judge
stealing
was
a bit
torn on the sentence here because he appreciated the man coming to court, but really, you stole another car to get here? That wasn't smart either.
To get to court, yes.
All right.
Wow.
Great moments in stupid criminals, I guess. I hope it's enough levity for me. Tomorrow we're going to come back. Is it Friday tomorrow already?
It is, man.
How did we get here?
I know, right?
Dude. You know, you are going to babysit that audio file until it is playing properly. If you have to fly to Minnesota, Burnsville.
I just might have to do that. But
all right.
We'll have faith in that everything will be okay tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Tinkerbell. All right. Thanks, Jonathan E. Morton. I hope you all enjoyed that. And we'll have to correct the archive for those listening on UK Pay Help Radio. Hopefully you got the correct one today. In the meantime, back tomorrow, heading into the weekend. The power to heal is mine. It better be, because I need some healing. And the power to heal is yours, too. See you tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.